Tonight, about 100 chairs will fill the Battle Creek Country Club. But not just any chairs. Each one is a unique piece of art. Every year, artists and first-timers alike decorate old chairs and enter them in the Painted Chair Affair, where they'll be auctioned off to benefit the Woman's Co-op. Joanne Lesh is one of the co-op's founding members.
Woman's Co-op helps women help themselves. Their mantra is a hand up, not a handout. And none of the women get anything for nothing. They must give back. And that's the whole object of the co-op part. Our big mission, I guess, is to provide education and training for the women so that they can improve their lives. And we offer opportunities to gain a high school diploma, not a GED, but an actual diploma. And then we also provide opportunities for training at KCC.
The water you hear in the background is from the Full Blast Water Park and Sports Forum. Because of the sheer number of chairs entered in the contest, organizers have to store them here. Last week, the remaining artists hauled their chairs into the busy arena.
My name is Jan Kramer. I'm the art teacher at Springfield Middle School. I have an advanced 8th grade art class, and we make it a point to do a lot of community service. We do multiple projects. So this one fit right in naturally, and they just really thought the idea was intriguing, and they've seen previous classes do it, so they were very interested when they were going to participate.
Kramer described some of her students' chairs this year.
The Rainbow Fish, that was her inspiration. It was her favorite children's book when she was a kid. So she used that as her inspiration and made it an underwater chair. This very furry chair, I forget exactly where his inspiration came from, but I think it was mostly animals. He's a hunter. And so I had this brown fur, and we got this other fur, and he did a really nice job of upholstering it. Just had to be inventive in how he did it. Well, actually, this is the chair that I did. And the quote starts up here. It says, "Love your parents, for you will know their value when you see their empty chair."
And then you have a little book or a Bible and then some glasses there?
Yep, as if that person is no longer there. They just left that chair. You know, they were just sitting there reading, and they left momentarily.
Kathy Keller, I'm a retired teacher, and I'm just on the Painted Chair Committee and help support however I can.
Each of the artists write up a description about their piece, where their inspiration came from, where they might have got the piece, what media they used to paint the piece with, that type of thing. And then everybody who comes to the Painted Chair Affair gets a brochure that's registered to bid. So it's kind of fun to read about who did it and where it came from and that kind of thing.
I'm Jan Ludwig. I'm a retired elementary school teacher. I'm on the chair committee, and I've been for many years. I found a picture frame, and I am not a painter, but I love to sew. And so I took an old quilt, and I shouldn't have done it, but I cut it up a little bit and made it into the four windows. And then I have a collection of buttons, and so I took the buttons and I started the first inning of a Tiger ball game, and I just kept gluing buttons, and I finished in the 9th inning. So it took about 2.5 hours to glue all those buttons on there. Well, it started out just as chairs, but now we have found that people have too many chairs, and so we've branched out into other things. So now we have pictures, and we have benches, and more stuff for kids. So we still do get a lot of chairs, but we've done other things other than chairs. So anything, as long as it has a little bit of paint on it, works. I really like this oven sink. They took an old TV stand, and one half of it is the sink with the faucets in the bowl, the basin, and on the other half is a stove. They have the burners and the knobs. So I think this is just adorable for a little child.
It's always so inspiring to see what the different artists have come up with, how they can turn a piece of what was just nothing into something wonderful is always fun to see and amazing.
The Painted Chair Affair starts tonight at 6 with a silent auction at the Battle Creek Country Club.